Talk Radio.
Different this time. We like to change it up just a little bit every now and again. 9-3-2020 Midwest Smoke and Singles is live in your smartphone, living room, bedroom, or wherever you may be. We are coming at you tonight. We got a couple of fantastic topics. We say that every week, but these topics I really do like these because I have been through both, like most of you. So we want you to call if you have and lend a comment or an ear. Or both, 516-387-1381. We are going to go ahead and get started. But before we do, we are going to go ahead and give our shout-outs to our crew, or my crew, your crew, everybody's crew. My right hand, the man, the legend, the boom shakalaka, David, go ahead.
Hi. Oh, man. I'm tongue-tied right now. I don't know why it is. But
okay. Boom.
Sets me up for that. I'm Boom, David, if you don't know. I'm just glad to be here. I just want to send a shout-out to some countries that are listening to us as we speak. I want to say a shout-out to Denmark, Holland, Finland, and Alberta, Canada, which is a new territory that we are trying to conquer right now. So I want to say hello to those people. Looking forward to talking to you.
All righty. Madam Secretary, bring it on down.
All right. Hey, everyone. It's Mia from Indianapolis, a.k.a. Madam Secretary. Glad to be back this evening. I'm looking forward to our show tonight. Welcome returning listeners and first-timers. Glad to have you.
All right. Thank you. Ms. Parker, go ahead.
Hey, everybody, this is Rila, a.k.a. Miss Parker. I am so glad to be back tonight. This is always so fun every other Thursday, and I'm just so glad that you all tuned in to listen to us and hang out with us. So we have some new groups. Some of our new groups or new areas that we've launched in, our tropical group, which is out of Florida, and we have our southeast group, which is out of Georgia. Of course, we have our desert group, and, of course, we want to save our home group for last, which is our Midwest Mocha Singles. But we are so excited to be expanding, and all of our new groups have over 100 members already. So this is just amazing how we're growing and expanding.
Right.
And I just want to welcome everybody who has joined those new groups. So welcome. And I hope you enjoy the show tonight.
Thank you, crew. Okay, so we're going to go ahead and get started. One, just kind of almost a sad note, kind of little. Only got two shows left. And season one, but this season went by a lot faster than I thought it would.
It's been a fantastic ride.
So much we've learned and so much we've loved from it. And when we bring up season two, it will be even. I know you don't think so. You say, how can they beat season one? We're going to figure out a way and be even better than we are right now. This very second, what you hear right now is nothing compared to what you're going to hear next season. Okay.
That's
now,
right.
Let's go ahead and get started with the show today. We got two topics. The first topic, and I like this one. Here it is. Is flirting considered cheating? Is flirting considered cheating? So we're going ahead and we're going to go boy, girl again. So I'm a boy. So with I'm going to say, I'm going to hand it off Miss Parker. What you think? Is flirting considered cheating?
Well, okay. So I was thinking about this topic when we decided to do this. And I don't necessarily consider flirting cheating. However, it is the gateway to cheating. So if, you know, you're out and, you know, a beautiful young lady walks past and you two begin to flirt with one another and you got a woman at home, that's dangerous territory. So you haven't cheated yet, per se. However, you know, you're opening that door. And I think if you open the door, somebody's going to walk through it. So you're. I think it's the gateway to cheating. So you have to be very careful. There's a very thin line between flirting and taking it to that next level. A lot of times when you're flirting, the next step is exchanging phone numbers or, you know, sending a drink, and then the next thing you're having conversation all evening, and it just it's dangerous. It's dangerous. So for me, I say stay away from it, even though it's not necessarily cheating per se, but stay away from it because it's opening that door.
All right. I mean, can't argue with that, but we're gonna go back to boy. So, boom, what you think? Hey, expand on, bring the male side of the knowledge-ness here.
Oh, I totally agree. Well, I agree with Ms. Parker to a certain extent. I don't think it's cheating, but it can be disrespectful if you're in a relationship.
That's true. Yeah.
You know, I think let me just back up because I know a woman in particular that flirts a lot, and she flirts in front of her guy. And the way she explained it to me is, you know, yes, I flirt, but at the end of the day, my guy is my guy. It's kind of like a self-assurance type deal. Like, do I still have it? You know, it doesn't have to be with women. It could be with men, too. We want that assurance that we still, you know, have that certain flair or whatever you want to call it. So it's not cheating. But if your partner is not good with it, you may want to have that discussion and see where you're going to go from there with that.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Madam Secretary, what you got for us?
Some of the same, you know, points, like Ms. Parker said, it's like that stepping stone into cheating. I feel like there's like a fine line because there are certain people in careers that some of their behaviors could be considered flirting because they may be in sales, right? Or they may be in entertainment and, you know, they're flirting with individuals just to keep their income coming in. But what are your intentions? You know, what's your follow-up? Are you turning it off and then coming home, or are you continuing on something and making things like our trust, is that being jeopardized? You know, are you open with me and are we having conversations? I feel like if it's something that you're not able to do in front of me, then there's a problem. It's something that you need to think about. It's not about what you want all the time. It's about how I would feel about it or how your spouse would feel about it. So definitely keep that in consideration when you're engaging with someone else who could be a threat to your relationship.
That is so
true.
That's important. That's important. You never perception is key. Perception is key. And if there is something that might threaten what you have at home, your behavior, you can't do that. A lot of people think that it's okay because you haven't done anything. You haven't taken that next step. But by the same token, if your partner is not comfortable with it and your partner feels threatened, then you need to check that. So, Mia, I totally agree with that.
And, you know, everybody's touched on the piece that mentions about, you know, what you would do in front of your mates, which I think is really the key, because most of the time, I mean, I've flirted before, I ain't gonna lie, and I've seen, I've witnessed, unfortunately, the person I was with, you know, kind of sort of flirting, and the whole time when it happened, when I was watching this, and the waiter came over and made a real just obvious, you know, up and down stare at my, you know, the girl I was dating. I mean, she's sitting at the table, and they literally almost broke into an actual conversation. Had a common friend that they both knew, and they started talking. He's just, I mean, he even put like the little thing where you write the orders down. He even had it on his side where he was like, this ain't got nothing to do with taking a meal. And they just started talking. And so I had to like literally like, yeah. And she was like, oh, okay. And so when he walked away, of course I'm, you know, kind of mad. She's like, you know, were you upset? And I'm in this weird position where I don't really want to admit it, but yeah,
mm-hmm.
I'm upset.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I ain't going to lie, I had an attitude that ruined my dinner, you know, everything. And on the way home, she's like, are you still mad about that? You know, and she really, I could tell after she was talking, she really didn't mean anything by, I mean, to her, she truly was just talking. And then she started talking about the dude, like, you know, why, how am I gonna date a server from Chili? I mean, you know, like that, and knowing her personality, I believe her, she would have never dated no server from Chili's unless he owned the Chili's and just happened to be doubling as one of the servers that night. So
right.
The problem, though, was it was the perception. You know, you're doing it right in front of me, man. I mean, right here,
yeah.
Really? So
yeah.
To her, it was innocent, but no. And it changed. I mean, we weren't like in as a couple, but it did stop me from wanting to date her anymore. And, you know, and I got the whole you're being insecure, you know, thing like that. And I'm just like, no, I mean, and part of you almost says, do I need to check myself? I mean, really, what if she didn't mean nothing by it? But then you go back, well, no, she shouldn't have been doing that in front of me. I mean,
yeah.
I have a hard time grasping the idea that I right? Somebody.
Well, and then too, you know, that the other thing about that situation, Brian, is that sometimes that's just a woman's or a man's personality. I know in a relationship that I was in, my ex-husband, we would go out and we would both be sitting at the bar or whatever, and the people next to me, if there was a man and a woman or a man, whoever, sitting next to me, I'm just a person who's going to talk to people. I don't meet strangers. And so it's easy for me just to strike up a conversation. And my ex-husband hated that. He loved it about me because he felt that he loved the fact that I was outgoing and that kind of thing and could talk to anybody. But then he hated it at the same time because he felt threatened by it. So it could have just been her personality, too, that she, you know, meets no strangers. I know that your particular situation, she knew that person to some degree. But sometimes it's not really flirting. It's just talking, you know, and making conversation with the people around you. So I think there is kind of a fine line, too, between, you know, flirting and just having conversation. So, it's, again, that perception.
And then I also think that each individual that you're in a situation or a relationship with, it's going to be a little different as far as what they consider flirting versus what you consider flirting.
Mm-hmm.
Having a conversation with the opposite sex may be too much for your spouse to handle.
Yep.
Whereas to someone else, you know, they may be like, whatever, have at it because you're going home with me, right? I don't
That's
care what
true.
You know, do what you do. So it just kind of, you have to kind of pay attention and see how they respond, see how they react to know, like, okay, this isn't working. And if you're into that person and they're worth it, then you're going to make adjustments accordingly.
That's right. You have to know your partner.
Mm-hmm.
Know your partner, you know, and be respectful, period. I think that's the bottom line is being, like David said, it could be considered disrespectful to flirt, it could be just considered disrespectful.
And then some may be I love it.
Right, right.
You know, some people are like, that's work, then they're like, I love it. Like,
I was just about
it.
To say that. There are some couples who get dressed in the evening when they're going out, and they're like, this is what we're going to do tonight, you know. So
it
just depends on your relationship, too. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Brian, did you want to read Jerry's comment?
Let me see what we got here. Okay, thank you, sir.
Boom.
All right, we do have a comment from a non-member in New York. His name is Jerry. Hello, Jerry.
New York.
Just want to read. It says, hey, great show. I want to say that flirting in itself is indeed cheating. You are basically telling someone of the opposite sex that you are interested. And if you are in a relationship, that's the same thing as if you were to send them a text message with the same sentiment. My last relationship ended exactly because of that. I'm going to join your group in the East Coast. Thank you.
Hey.
Welcome aboard, Jerry.
Okay. Welcome aboard, Jerry. Yes. Amen.
Okay.
That
we
was good.
That
was good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so thank you, Jerry. Yeah, East Coast Mocha Singles, we'd love to have you, especially out there from New York. New York.
Yes.
But,
for sure.
You know, and responding back to your comment, Jerry, flirting is cheating in itself. Yeah, I mean, I'm with that. Even with the one exception, I can't say that I don't. Matter of fact, I agree with that 100%. You know, when you read it, and it says it's the same thing as sending them a text message. Imagine if you saw your partner send a text message to somebody else, and you read the text message that said, "Man, I love the way you look in that dress."
Oh.
Yeah, you know, you can't explain that away. There's no way to explain that away. I'm put my foot in my ear. My foot just went to the ground, and my foot's down on this one. I got it. That's my last.
Yeah, it's true.
So thank you, Jerry, for that. Listen, we got another one, don't we?
Yes.
We do. Lorena, who is also a non-member in St. Louis, she said, hello. I just want to say that flirting is only cheating if your mate is insecure. Just saying somebody looks nice don't mean that they are cheating on you. Some men can be very obsessive and controlling, and you can't say even hi to somebody else because they call it cheating and flirting. Mm-hmm. You have to let your mate be themselves.
Hmm.
That's what she says. Thank you, Lorena.
Agree with that.
Thank you for your opinion on that one. And she's
I'm looking for a door to slam right now.
But she's right. In some instance, there are people, and I'm not going to just say men, there are also women out there who are very possessive, and you can't even, you know, look in the direction of someone of the opposite sex without that person saying that you're flirting with that other, you know, with that person. And that to me is over the top. That to me is way over the top. And that's not a healthy relationship, for one. And that person who is insecure, they got work to do. So, Lorena, you're right in that case. That's beyond, you know, the flirting. That's something else. That's a borderline abuse. Because you're in a relationship where that person is trying to control you. When it gets to this point, not you, Lorena, yourself, but when it gets to this point, then that's a relationship where you're being controlled. And I don't think that is the same as the topic we're talking about. So.
All right, Miss Lorena, if that is indeed your real name, young lady, that's fine. That's fine. We'll let you have that one. Well, we got to pay some Williams and some bills both together. We're going to be coming back in a minute. Again, if you got a question, I know the phone lines have been pretty busy tonight. Please continue to try if you have a comment or question. 516-387-1381, Midwest Mocha Singles Podcast. We'll be back.
At Montana's, we're living the best life.
Getting ready for a good time.
celebrate 25 years of Montana's and enjoy new and old favorites, like all-you-can-eat ribs and new Canadian beef brisket. Escape to Montana's today.
I think the biggest myth, the biggest falsehood about motherhood after you have a baby is the postpartum piece. Nobody talks about it.
When this baby came around, I was hit by a bus.
I noticed I was really irritable. I felt down. I was angry. I would lash out. There were a few nights where I really didn't have a wink.
It affected my relationship with my kids. It affected my relationship with my spouse. And it affected the way I interacted with my parents because I didn't want them to see what was happening.
Talking about postpartum depression, postpartum psychosis, any perinatal mental illness is extremely, extremely important.
I think it's more common than we think it is, for sure.
Do not be fooled to think that it's just an individualized issue. It affects the entire family.
Have you ever dreamed of building and owning your own home? What if I told you it was possible to easily customize your own personal luxury home? What if I told you it was affordable? Look no further. With Lodging Homes, we make your dreams a reality with state-of-the-art materials, efficient construction crews, experienced architects, and home designers contracted to help you every step of the way. Call us today at 1-800-787-HOME or visit us at lodginghomes.com. Let us help you achieve your dreams and build your future. Brought to you by LEGO. Create the impossible.
Escape to Sybaris, a private paradise voted the best romantic getaway in the United States. Visit us online at Sybaris.com, that's Sybaris.com, to receive a free brochure and special discounts for your next romantic getaway.
Remember, when I was a kid, I'm used to scare the mess out of me. All right, we are back. Midwest Mocha Singles Podcast and Pod Chat Live. We are coming back from commercial break. And thank you so much for tuning in across overseas and in the States. I believe we have a special announcement. Speaking of listeners, and, you know, we have some of our new time listeners, thank you, but we have some people who have been tuning in on a regular basis. Madam Secretary, you got something?
Yes, yes, of course. We have to shout out Reggie and Teresa and the crew. You know, they've been listening since the beginning. They email, they correspond, they listen, they tell their friends, their coworkers, and we definitely, you know, appreciate their support. We are still sending our love and prayers to Miss Teresa. I know you're back home and everything, but we just wanted to make sure you know that we're thinking about you, and hopefully you guys are listening in this week, and we'll look forward to getting your email.
Yes. Welcome home, Miss Teresa. Woo! Right home. Ready to get home. Get it. All right, all right. And if I'm correct, where is Reg again? Madam Secretary?
He's in Dublin.
Yep, he's in Dublin.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. Okay. Yeah, I like to get that.
He calls
that is
his
nice.
Mocha mate.
Mocha mate, that's right. Yeah, I remember seeing that. Mocha mate, yeah. I'm assuming he has an accent. I can hear his accent.
I know. We need to hear him.
I know. Hey, Reg, if you can. So there is an international number to call. I'm going to throw this out there. If you're overseas, I know a lot of you in the chat are listening and you're chatting and you're talking and we love it. There is a number, it actually is an international number. It's 319 527
619-527-6060. Again, 319-527-6060. If you call in, I'll be able to see it. We can get you in. So go ahead and give that a call if you're able to. Okay. So back to the show, segment number two. This is another good one. And it's a personal one for a lot of us here. Yeah. This one is titled, What Changes in a Relationship Once He or She Moves In? Moves into the house, shacking. Yeah, boy. So, Miss Parker, you want to take a shot at this one right there?
Oh, you want me to go first on this one, huh? Okay. Okay. So I was thinking about this one too, and I just when I was at the gym one day, I actually heard a young lady say, "I can't wait till I find my husband so I can stop working out." And I thought about that, and I was like, "That's one of the things that changes when he or she moves in." I think there are certain things that are super. Well, I won't call it. Well, I will say superficial, like that. You know, maybe she's not going to work out as much now that she has him. You know, and maybe he's not going to take her out as much and date her as much.
Oh, wow.
Now that he has her. So those are the kinds of things I think that do change. I think that you get more comfortable. So now that he's not having to come to your house and pick you up for a date and you two are now cohabitating, you might walk around in your bonnet, you know, as opposed to being, you know, cute when he when he gets home from work. But ladies, I'm here to tell you, sometimes you gotta take that bonnet off, okay?
Okay.
Even if you're living with your with your partner, your significant other, take that bonnet off. Make yourself cute just like you did trying to get him. The same thing as far as working out. He fell in love with and wanted to move in with a certain body type. And you have that body type. But if you let yourself go, then you get mad if he's looking at that body type on somebody else. So, you know, those kinds of things you still have to do. You have to do, my mother always said, you got to do what you did to get them to keep them, whether that was cooking or whether that was changing her tire or her oil, taking her car to put gas in it. You still got to do those things that you did to get that person to keep them. So, like I said, you know, sometimes you let yourself go and sometimes, you know, you wear that bonnet too much or, you know, brothers, put on a wife beater as opposed to putting on some actual clothes. So those are the things that kind of happen when you move in. You get comfortable. You get laxed. Hmm. Agree or disagree. It's what happens.
I agree.
Okay.
Get him, Boom. Get him.
I think the bonnet went through.
Get him.
When you brought up the bonnet, that took them. They were like, yes, get rid of the bonnet, ladies. Get rid
of it. Right. They want to get rid of the bonnet, but then they don't want to get rid of them torn shorts that they've had since.
Them
hot
and them socks.
You know.
Get them socks.
Oh, my goodness. Right.
No,
the two little t-shirts, that jersey.
Yes. But I had it on. That's my high school shirt. I can tell.
Right.
I'm looking at it.
We can tell.
Your Honor, objection. Go ahead, D. Get him. Get him, D.
So leave our bodies
No, I'm actually saying that, you know, with her wearing a bonnet around the house or apartment or whatever, that just lets me know she's comfortable. So I have no issues with that. I have no issues with that at all. Okay. But for men,
I like that already.
I can say for men especially, for some men, you know, it's like, you know, right now I'm in a one bedroom apartment, it's just me. So naturally if I decide to cohabitate with someone, we're gonna get a bigger place.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure you have at least two bathrooms. Okay? You know how women are.
I know that's right.
Got stuff all over the place.
Oh,
they take all day.
What?
You gotta have two bathrooms. I'm sorry, that's just a need. That's a must. Okay.
But you do know that she was doing that before she moved in with you, right?
Oh, she probably, you know, she would probably,
yeah,
you know, mark her territory before all of that. Yeah, probably got her toothbrush here and all kinds of other stuff here. Yeah, I know it. I see it. Another thing is, you got to worry about, you know, who ate the last piece of chicken. If I'm at work and I know we had chicken last night, we had leftovers, and I come home and she ate it. That's going to be an issue for me. You know that.
That's deal breaker.
You know
don't
that.
Eat the last piece of chicken.
Oh,
and you were
God.
Ready
well,
for that piece of chicken, weren't you?
Yes, I was. Okay, so you know, I'm just being funny right now, but seriously, it's an adjustment. It is an adjustment, to say
yeah,
the least.
Sure.
But I think that there'd be some sort of conversation amongst yourselves about, you know, how things are going to be run in the household and whatnot. You know what your boundaries are. Just realize that your me time is going to be limited because you're cohabitating now. So it's a whole different ball game than when you're, you know, living alone. It can be a great thing. You know, you're kind of testing the waters and say, okay, we're here now. What's the next step? You know, I don't knock anybody for doing that at all. So it's an adjustment period for both of you. And, you know, choose wisely on when you do it and how you go about doing it. Again, that conversation is going to be very important. If you decide to go that route, because sometimes we have habits that, you know, the other person may not like and vice versa, but, you know, it's compromise. It's, you know, you got to be able to deal with all of that stuff. You know, the bathroom thing, I can deal with that. If we have two, if we have one, it's not going to work. But, yeah, you got to really have that comfortable conversation before, you know, a really long conversation before you decide to do that, is my opinion.
That's true.
And don't eat my last piece of chicken.
Leave the chicken alone.
Don't eat the chicken. Oh, my goodness.
No.
That last piece of chicken.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to eat the last piece of chicken, but
Thank you.
big changes when you guys are making that big step of moving in together. For me, I'm looking at it like, hey, okay, let's figure out, because yes, when you're dating, you're paying attention to how someone operates, but when you're actually in the same space, you get to see it firsthand, and figuring out, you know, what our strengths and what our weaknesses are between each other, because now you were managing everything, and now figuring out, okay, I have to let some things go. Or is this person going to be able to step up and assist me? Or is this person looking for me to care for everything? You know, you're going to have a big adjustment in figuring out who wants to do what or who wants to, you know, I have to figure out what we're eating every day versus what I'm eating every day. You know, that's important to me if I'm actually living with my spouse. It's not about me all the time. So, you know, are we doing laundry together? Am I, like, you know, some people have things separate. And then the big one is mixing finances. Now we have joint bills together. So our addresses change, and now our bills are changing. So are we splitting things? Are we keeping things separate? You know, these are things that you're going to start learning your spouse in a different light, and then trying to figure out, okay, is this someone I can really take the next step with after this? Can we manage? This is, I feel like, a big deal breaker for a lot of relationships, because you're like, you know what? Actually, this isn't going to work for me. This person is lazy. They're stingy. They don't think about me. You know, when we were talking about the flirting earlier, like, maybe this person likes to hang out every Friday, Saturday. You know, it's different when you're living with someone. That might not be something that you're used to, and you're like, why aren't you home with me? And they're like, I'm partying, you know, let me go to the bar or hang out with my friends, or, you know. So just kind of making adjustments based on different conversations, and things are going to always come up at different places in your relationship, and seeing how you guys adjust together. But so many crazy changes to being involved with each other and figuring out, you know, who wants quality time and who wants to be smothered and all those different things within a relationship.
And that's really important, Mia. I think the time, we've talked about some of the funny stuff, but I think some of the more serious things are definitely finances. But then secondly, just how, like you said, someone operates. Like when I come home in the evening, I like being by myself. I like for it to be quiet for at least a little while. And so your partner has, I want to decompress. I want to think about, the day, what I've done today. I want to unwind, take my shower, all of those kinds of things. And that's something that a person who doesn't live with me doesn't know about me, really. So until that happens, they're not going to know that. So that's important to talk about those things before you make that move to move in with someone. I'm not living with nobody who's not my spouse anyway, my marital spouse. Anyway, right. But if you do make that move, it's a big move, and you have to know what you're getting into. So conversation is more important than anything before you do make that move.
Yes. I say stop doing the we spend the night, and then all of a sudden it turns into one night to five nights to, oh, we living together. No. Stop that.
No, ma'am. Tina, go ahead. No, I was going to say, Tina, one of our members in Georgia, she said, don't let no one move in unless you are ready to marry them, because living with someone is exactly the same as being married. What do y'all think about that?
Yeah.
I mean, it's definitely similar to that aspect.
Yeah.
I want to, I'm going to circle back to that, but one point I wanted to add in this was that the last living situation I had, the very first fight that we had was on night two. Guess what? It was over. Thermostat. And it was an actual, it was nasty. Really. It was summertime, and I'm not going to go over all the specifics, but really it got that serious to where temperatures rose, not in the apartment, our attitudes. And, going back to what was said earlier, little things like that really do need to be said. You think that, okay, if they move in, obviously they're going to be cool with the way I keep things. They've been to my house, they've visited, and they spent the night before. But what if something does change? Are you really ready to throw everything out because you want a set of 72 and they want a 67 or vice versa? Again, that is a very simple conversation. And it's not only that, it's like me personally, I like my house quiet. I like my peace. She, on the other hand, like to get up in the morning and, like David said, take over the bathroom, because I would leave a towel out like, this is a mess. But that countertop, I had about 6 square inches of space for my deodorant, razor, toothbrush, all my stuff right in the corner where I was supposed to keep it. And when she got dressed, she had to have on a radio blasting at full blast with the bathroom fan on. This is just on clothes like for Sunday morning to sit in front of the TV. Mm-hmm. So, again, I'm not saying it's right or wrong. I'm just saying these are things you really have to go over and say, these kind of things are important to me. So if we're going to cohabitate, we need to understand. And then number two, I think is even more important. You're going to have to be somewhat lenient. You're going to have to give up of the stuff that you are used to. It can't be all your way. Even if she moved in with you, she didn't move into your house. You moved in together. The fact that you were there first is irrelevant, because you're supposed to be sharing everything. So that was the only thing. And one of our members, an admin, Rudy, checked in, don't mess with my bacon. That is absolutely a non-negotiable factor. You touch that bacon, we got problems. We got problems. PROLLUMS problems.
Chicken and bacon. We got it, right, Mia? Chicken and bacon.
Got it.
And I think one of the other things that's really important, too, is that when you argue or when you have a disagreement and you've moved in together, don't go running home to mama or your friends or, you know, whoever is outside of your walls trying to, you know, solve that issue. You've got to stick it out. You've got to stick and stay at that point. Now you're in it. So it's a matter of staying in that house and keeping your issues in the house, unless, you know, you're being abused or something. That's different. But as far as just regular day-to-day issues, work it out. You got to put your big girl panties on and your big boy drawers on and work that thing out in the house. And that's something that people, seriously, people break up because one or the other is running outside that house, you know, work telling other people about the issues. So at that point, when you move in, like our member said earlier, it's like marriage. Now you got to work it out.
Do you guys, do you feel like if you're moving in with someone, do you feel like that you need to start fresh and both parties get rid of their living situation and you guys go into something brand new? Or are you comfortable, like, moving in with your spouse?
That's good. Well, for me, I think it depends. I think if one person is living in an apartment and the other person owns their home, that person who owns their home at that point, if you, you know, decided to cohabitate, that's a big step to move to sell a house. So I think it kind of, at the beginning, depends on the living situation. If once you move into that house, you guys decide together, now it's time to sell it, and but see, for me, I ain't selling my house unless you're my husband, you know, and my marital spouse. I'm not going to sell my house. So that means until I'm married, don't nobody need to live with me. It's just that simple. But if they were going to move into my home that I own, then I think that that would be a conversation to be had after, again, we're married.
All right, now, well, we are going to Williams and some Bills and some Billiams and some Wibbles, and we'll be back in a minute. Midwest Mocha Singles Podcast. Again, the number to call in, we do have a spot or two open, 516-387-1381. We will be back.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Hey, hey, Miller Lite. It, and that is what we say in Texas.
When we ask for a cerveza, we want to start a fiesta.
The beer is Miller Lite.
Like is it today?
See, the great Miller taste keeps you ahead of it all.
Miller Lite, Miller Lite. That's what we say in Texas. Miller Lite, Miller Lite. It's it, and that.
Beat yourself up hotline.
Is this the beat yourself up hotline?
Yes, sir. If you'd like to beat yourself up, this is the place to do it.
Okay, I'd like to beat myself up now, please.
Go right ahead when you're comfortable.
I am so stupid. I can't believe how stupid I am. What an idiot. I left all my holiday shipping until the last minute again. Now it's a huge hassle. Why do I have to do this to myself every year? When, oh, when will I learn?
You beat yourself up very well, sir.
Thanks.
But maybe you should just log on to SmartShip.com.
SmartShip.com?
Right. Type in your zip code, and SmartShip.com tells you the fastest, easiest, most affordable way to do your holiday shipping, even at the last minute.
Wow, SmartShip.com.
Mm-hmm.
Why didn't I think of that?
Well,
why do I have to have somebody else tell me what to do?
Oh, sir.
When, oh, when will I ever have an original thought?
You're really good at this, sir.
I've been told it's a gift.
SmartShip.com, the way smart shipping is done.
See your next special occasion from an elegant new perspective. Birthdays, anniversaries, weddings, group outings. A most memorable experience with views you won't find on land. Exceptional, unforgettable Odyssey. Plan your next special occasion at odyssey.com.
Morning face. You get it when you don't sleep well. This is what happened to Linda.
morning, guys.
Good morning. Ah, what is that thing?
It's me, Linda.
Oh, my God, it talks. Run!
No, it's me, Linda, from HR.
It looks hungry. Save the children. Save them. Stay back. I've got mace.
Ow, that went in my eyes.
We're moving.
It's called beauty sleep for a reason. And there's never been a better time to get some.
Get 20% off IKEA Sultan mattresses. IKEA, love your home.
About to say, do you remember? Do you know what month this is? Man. All right. So we are back live again, Midwest Smoke Singles Podcast Facebook group. And we had a caller. You've been on hold for a minute. We appreciate your patience. The last four of your number are 9664. Caller, again, 9664. You are live. Go ahead with your question or comment.
Oh, it's me, Elijah. I'm just listening in.
Oh, Elijah, I didn't even recognize your number. Hey, y'all, for those who are new, Elijah Noe is one of the staff members of the group. He was listening in, and I didn't recognize the number, so I unmuted his mic. I apologize, sir.
That's all good. Yeah, I'm just listening in. It's very interesting about the movie and all that. So had a long day at work. Just wanted to chime in on y'all.
Thank you.
Keep on listening, sir. Okay, well, again, that was Elijah. You know, he is a part of the group that does the show opposite week that we do it. I believe we have actually a lot of written content, questions, comments, and so forth. Ladies, if you want to go ahead and get us kicked off for a minute, because we got a handful of stuff to do, and we're going to try to fit it all in the last few minutes we got.
Okay. Another comment about moving in. Kay, who is a member in Indiana, she said, when you move in, you have to be ready for everything because they have access to everything that you have. And if they move in with you, if you move in with them, be careful, because if it goes wrong, they can put you out and then you are in the street. Mm.
Yikes.
Yeah.
That's a real thing,
that's
though.
An unfortunate reality. Yeah, it is. It's a very unfortunate reality.
It is. And
have y'all ever been anybody been in that situation before?
No, I've never been in that situation before. But I mean, it happens every day. There are some, you know, folks who are out there who are controlling, like we talked about before. And you know, the minute something goes wrong, it's like, this is my house, you know. I've heard it, but I've not been in that situation personally, no.
Wow.
Then we had Devery, who is a non-member from Sweden. And they said, Devery said, I would never move in with a man again. And she put an exclamation point after that. She said, I did so and lost everything. He talked me into moving in with him and told me to sell all my things that I had, and I did, because he was supposed to be the last one. He cheated on me no more than a month of me moving in, and of course I had no place to go. So I was stuck in the house with a cheater for almost 6 months, and he made my life hell and the whole time. It can be good if it's the right person. But sometimes you don't know until after you move in, and then it's too late. Ladies, be careful, and men, be good.
Ooh.
Oh, man.
One of them eggs in one basket.
Yeah.
See, that can go both ways.
In.
I mean, yeah.
It can go both ways,
go ahead,
Brian. You're right.
That's all I was gonna say, is that, you know, I've not had that situation, but I have obviously been cheated on. So I just want to throw that out there. That's not just men be good. We all need to be good, and some of us need to
that's
be good. At it.
Some of us need to be better. That's good.
Good, better, best.
That's right. All right. Those are the ones we had.
I think we had some stuff in the group too.
Yes, we had some questions or comments.
Comments. The first one, going back on the topic, is flirting considered cheating? A lot of people were saying no, you know, it's inappropriate depending on the status. I think it stands a good chance starting tension. I do not see the benefit other than to one of the two involved. Anything you will not do in front of me is cheating. Anything you do not want me to see is cheating. Nope. There's levels to flirting. There's a difference between a sly smile or a casual conversation versus sexting or sending pics. Someone said, in my books, yes. And most disrespectful than inappropriate. If you don't respect your own relationship, you can't expect others to. Nice. I like that.
Wow. That's good. Yeah, that's good.
I wouldn't say cheating, but it can possibly open doors that should remain closed.
Yep. I said that. I agree.
Looking at these, there's a handful of them. Boom. I want to ask you something. Let me see here. Actually, that's the second one here. The very first comment, I wanted to address that, and I wanted another male perspective on that, which I thought that was rather interesting. I'll reread it again. It was from, for those of you who are listening, or first-time listeners, this is coming from the Midwest Mocha Singles Facebook group. These are members of the group, so they are single. They're also part of the fan page, many of them. So if you're single, you can join the group and get in on this same discussion by requesting to join, answer the questions, please. So here it says, is inappropriate depending on the status of your relationship. So that one almost kind of seems like it's lean, but, and I'm not saying it's right or wrong, but it's like 50-50, and I know how I feel about it. I want to get another male perspective from that comment specifically. Boom, what do you think as far as it being, depending on the status of a relationship, flirting can be cheating or not?
That's interesting. I can see that, just depending on the situation. I mean, how did, you know, you can look at it as, how did both of them come together? Did they flirt with each other? You know, is that how they got together? And if it's in both of their nature, that's their relationship. So if they don't have a problem with it, then, hey, more power to them. So I agree with that statement to a certain degree.
Okay. I like that. Ladies, what are your thoughts on that one? And then, we'll chime in on a couple other ones, but I want to get another perspective on that one before I say anything.
When I think of status of relationship, I think that they're saying, like, how committed are they? Is it like the dating, getting to know each other, I'm only dating you exclusively? Is it the, hey, we're going to take this to a next level, or is this, hey, we're engaged, we're married? Like, how committed are we in this thing together to where what you do on a daily basis affects me and I'm putting my all into you in this relationship and I'm not walking away? You know, we're going to shut this thing down. So that's how I was looking at it. I'm just, you know, depending on, because in the beginning, you're not going to know. You're not going to know your temperature as far as how this person feels as far as flirting. So you kind of have to sit back, engage, and see how they respond to know if it's inappropriate or not. So that's way different from when we're committed in the same space, because we should know at this point.
Yeah. I agree totally with what Mia is saying. I think, like she said, when it comes to status, there are different levels of relationship. So if we just met, you know, then I don't owe you anything, you don't owe me anything. And so I think there's no cheating there, because we're not committed. We're just now, like you said, taking the temperature. But once you get to be committed, then at that point, flirt with me. And I'm going to flirt with you. And that keeps it spicy. You know, so I think that's that's the level that this whoever sent in that comment, thank you, because that does kind of put some clarity around when flirting or when it's actually cheating, because you can't be cheating on someone you're not committed to.
And some people, what do they say? You have some people who say, I'm single until I'm married. And then you have some people who are like, no, if I'm in a relationship
yeah.
with you, you're not single. So it's all about perspective and how people feel about
yeah.
what their relationship status is, I guess.
And that's where that communication is so key. Good communication, you have to both be on the same page. Because one person might think, oh, this is my boyfriend. And the other person might be thinking, no, she's
that's
just, you know, someone I'm casually dating.
Boo-thang.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Yeah. So you got to both be on the same page and have that conversation.
I heard that.
That's right.
Yes.
Come on.
Well,
come on,
my little vein squeeze. Mm,
right.
That's it.
That's right.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, talk about it. Talk it out, people.
Yeah. I know.
Good.
Right. You know, and then, you know, getting, you know, covering the one piece we talked about, we were talking about moving in. There was a comment I wanted to hit here. It was kind of just a kind of a grocery list. The comment, and this was for the question, what changes when he or she moves in, do's and don'ts? We talked about communication, whatever. These are bullet points on the communication. Neatness, space, and becoming one in a respectful way. And the more I read that, the more it really make a lot more sense than just what I read, because we kind of talked about how, you know, you will need to, I guess, take in some things that they're doing and vice versa. But mm-hmm. you'll also have to kind of learn that there are some things that maybe the way you've been way to do it. And I'm not talking about necessarily eating habits, because I doubt very seriously I'm going to change how I'm eating at this age. I mean, I'm just not. And we all know why. But I remember seeing is that she, when she was here, you know, after a short while, she did a very good job of organizing a lot of clutter that I had around the house. And it was one day I came home from work, and I just looked, and she's like, yeah, I put all these things in these tote bags, whatever. And I thought, man, that's kind of cool. And I would have never done it. And I didn't the old me was like, why'd you mess up my stuff? But the new me really tried to look at it and say, you know what, actually, that's kind of cool. You know, so sometimes it does take just a step back from your own self and look back and say, is this person trying to take over, or are they just trying to help out? And sometimes when you can keep your mind open to something like that, it makes the whole situation a lot easier.
That's true.
Yeah, I mean, no, go ahead. That was it.
That's very true. Yeah. Because some people may look at that as someone else trying to take over. And it's not that. It's just that, you know, I have a different way of doing it, and it may be a better way of doing it. And I think that's the benefit of two people coming together. You know, it's you know, we take the best part of you and the best part of me and put it together, and now we're both better. So for it. So I think that only makes sense. That's the whole point, right?
Okay.
Coming together and making us both better, the best versions of ourselves.
Exactly. Well, man. Y'all know when you wake up in the morning and you hit the alarm clock and it's like 7:02, and then you swear you blink and it's 7:35. It happens every time we do this show. Every time. Look up, there it is. Look up 5 more minutes. Look up 20 more minutes. Man, but absolutely love it. Had a another small shout-out we wanted to give. The ladies So we typically like to leave on a high note, but there was something we did want to kind of address just real quick.
Yeah.
Ladies, there was an ad earlier that talked about the postpartum. Can you give a quick just note on that?
Yeah, I think the primary thing that I wanted to say about postpartum is that so many people ignore the signs of postpartum depression, and they think that it's just moodiness or, you know, she's just had a baby, so, you know, her hormones are out of whack. Postpartum depression is real, and I really want people to understand that, and that it does. Like the PSA said, it affects not only the woman who just gave birth, but it affects the entire family because of her depression, because of her, the way that she's now feeling about not only herself, but about everything around her and how her hormones are out of whack. But it's so much more than that. And seek help for that. You know, that's not something that sometimes you can deal with on your own. Seek help for it. There is help out there for it. Talk to someone. Make sure that you're taking care of yourself, because you can't take care of anyone else if you're not okay.
Mm-hmm. That is right. That is right. And I would just add on there, more than anything, you know, I feel like we need to express how we feel and stop trying to suppress it for other people.
Mm-hmm.
Stop living for other people. And actually, if you're feeling a certain type of way, it's okay to have those emotions and those feelings and to express them. Don't be ashamed. If you can't deal with them and look at yourself in the mirror, then don't expect other people to support you and be open as well. So you have to be able to live in that moment, in that feeling, in that space, and other people will, I feel like, jump on and follow with you as well. So definitely, you know, don't be ashamed. There are others who can relate to you out there, friends, family, and strangers.
And, yeah, it's nice to know you're not in it alone. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Right.
Especially since Midwest Mocha Singles, right, Dee? I mean, we're here. I mean, all jokes aside, we are here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We talk, we laugh, but we also are support. We're here.
That's right. That's right. We're not counselors, but, you know, we want to make that disclaimer. We are not counselors, but we are here with a listening ear. We can help you to get resources, that kind of thing. So we are here. We're a family, and we take care of our own. So, yeah, reach out. Don't go through it alone.
Exactly.
Right.
Well, we are going to start our small sound. Oh, Dee, you got something on that, don't you? Come on.
Oh, come on, man. Don't put me on a spot like that.
Uh-oh, he's been doing that to you all night. Get him. Get him.
Well, no. I would be remiss if I didn't mention that a certain person is celebrating something tomorrow.
Mm.
I wonder who that might be.
Who is that?
Oh, my God.
Who could that be?
I wonder.
She's been only advertising it for the past 6 weeks.
Probably all year.
So, Madam Secretary, we want to wish you a very happy birthday.
Yay!
Happy birthday,
sweetheart!
Right! Happy birthday, sis!
Yes, thank you.
You enjoy your day, okay?
Yes, ma'am. You know I will.
You lucky we ran out of time, because I was going to sing, but I'll spare you that. I want you to have a happy birthday, so I ain't going to sing to you.
I'm going to sing it to you. Happy birthday to you. There you go.
Hey.
Happy birthday. All right, y'all. That is very touching, very touching. But we do got to do a sign-off, so we're going to start with my right hand. Boom. Let's do the sign-off.
All right. Thank you, everybody that's listening. That's been listening, been supporting us throughout this whole pandemic. I know it's been tough for everybody, but just want to remind you guys to be safe, be happy, be well, and we love you. And again, we appreciate you.
Amen. Amen. Madam Secretary, come on now, birthday girl.
All right. Our time has come to an end. It's so sad. Definitely have fun. Definitely enjoyed the topics and everyone chatting in with us. We love the feedback. We love everything that you guys give for us. It helps us to come on each week. So, you know, keep it coming. Keep the love. We'll give you guys the love right back, and we will talk to you next time.
Thank you.
Miss Parker.
I just want to thank everybody for joining us tonight. This is always so much fun, and I just appreciate every single one of you. You make my day, literally, with the chat that we have and everything that goes on this crazy show. I love the three people that I do this with, and I love you all. Have a great night and be safe.
It's so hard to say goodbye.
Thank you. I'm so glad we had this time together. Nah. No, y'all. I promise not to do that again. But, yeah, just, again, special shout-out to this crew. This is the greatest crew, I swear. I mean, all the stuff that goes into making the show each week, so much work and so much fun, so much love, all in the same place. Well, again, thank you for the satellite groups and the new moderators, Miss Lala, Rudy. We got at least John, Kevin. They've taken over those new groups and they've grown them. Like Lila was saying earlier, fantastic job getting that started. We are in now. I think we're covering now 17 states and if I count correctly, 22 countries. So we love each and every one of y'all. I do want to mention also, we cracked the 5,000 mark of listeners, so thank you so much for those who have been sticking with us. 5,000 across, and we're looking for more. So tell your friends, share the link.
That's
next week, Mama Pam and her crew will be back. They will be live 9 a.m. Well, maybe they just had breakfast.
Wait a minute. 9 a.m.
Eastern Standard Time, y'all. Again, we'll see y'all in the group. If you need to, join Midwest Mobile Singles or any one of the satellite groups on Facebook. We will see you there. Love you. Good night.
Good night.
Bye.